Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Remember, by Olivia Woods. Your apples were as savory as sunlight. I can't remember the last time they seemed so sweet. The last time they were as red as roses. The last time they smelt so great. I fear there is nothing left here anymore. I can't remember how long I've been here, or when the maggots came. I can't remember when the taste had changed, from sweet to sour, when the rose color began to rot, when these sores appeared. I fear there is nothing left of me here. Only the husk of my body, the salt from my tears, and the maggots I've eaten, trying to remember the taste. By Olivia Woods. Nobody is coming to save you. Stitch it back up, learn to live with it. The world doesn't begin and end at the kitchen table. More than likely, everything is preceded by a bed. It ends with or without a death grip. With or without the altar and the humming, with or without divine intervention or a prayer or a poem. Don't correct me if I've told this story before. It is not misanthropic rambling. It is not an excuse to pathologize you. It is the unblinking chasm in my chest. It is the ugly thrashing before the repose. It is the stain before the bleach. You conducted every conversation with the sway and tide of your wet sadness. The rush to overturn the words you couldn't say, so I couldn't either. Even if I was just trying to tell you the memories I was built from. You only permitted yourself to know me when the story couldn't hurt you. My bedside table growing things. Your clothes on the floor. This was a body. Filling the room, kneeling. I tried to cauterize it. I did. But I couldn't find my way back to you in all that muck. It was just one of those things we couldn't talk about. When I was 16 and lawless and bitter, I learned how to tie a tourniquet. I packed my clothes and did it all by myself, all spit and gnashing teeth. The house was burning, so I signed a new lease. The insurmountable grief hits me in adulthood. If I had time to let it calcify, if I crawled my way back home, how come nobody else can? How am I the only person alive to reach the summit? To tumble down with the faultless epiphany, I am not the blueprint. I'm just the only one who got back up. Knowing the way out didn't make the journey mine to justify. I just didn't turn back around. I took Eurydice with me. I kept an even pace. I cannot be the only one who came to this conclusion. There is no such thing as thriving. You suck the poison out or let it kill you. You are here now. You didn't choose it. You just have to live with it. Tie a ribbon around the rotten tooth and slam the door. By Georgia Groza. Gone are the days when my house felt like home. Now the rooms, filled with 1,000 memories, feels like a cage, suffocating and cold. Laughs from my childhood echoes throughout the space, maybe to light a little spark of hopeless hope. The mint color walls are now pale and grim. The lack of warmth is surely from within. The rosewood furniture was a beauty to behold. Now with layers of dust is an absolute eyesore. The kitchen, which always smelled like heaven, now occasionally whiffs of burnt prepackaged ramen. The porch with the view of blooming flowers and neatly cut grass is now laced with outgrown weeds so distasteful, even the trespassers ignore a glance. There was a time I always prayed to be alone, to be free. Now why the empty house seems like a nightmare one would never wish to see. By Rusha Chatterjee. Another Day in May, by Anthony Robinson. Now more coffee and Brian Wilson and skittering creatures. I've eaten tacos for 3 days straight, and Dad is still on oxygen. To feel intense grief not right now is also to feel guilty concerning elements and microbes. What makes a man sick is also what kills him. What kills a man is also what sustains him. Here, love is a concept. Mercy is an act of unshabby imagination. Mother puts out food for the goldfinches. A famous athlete debases himself to the applause of at least dozens. I've been meaning to talk to you about the shade tree, and all the shade tree people who are as exactly as lazy as I, and exactly as beaten down. Surveyors are ranging out back, putting posts and things. All winter we waited for the sun, and now he's here, but will he make it through another year? By Anthony Robinson. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to notice, does it make a sound? Does its impact even hit the ground? Will the wind still whistle, or will silence echo in the burrows of what once was? What once was must be forgot, for leaves will fall again next autumn, and shoots will spawn in the spring. Does sadness fill you as you stare at an empty home, or do you dance with excitement at the new creations that bloom within you? Knock down this wall and we'll have a dream home, but someone else's once was must now be forgot. What once was must be forgot, for leaves will fall again next autumn, and shoots will spawn in the spring. Do you ever want to pick all the flowers to take home their beauty, but then remember on the walk back, you've killed what once was and stripped them from their home, just to fill the empty burrows of your own? Does your own happiness outweigh the presence of others? Are you superior? Do you gather flowers for the home you built on someone else's refuge and frolic amongst empty crevices unscathed? Does your God complex outrule you from the damages you create as you turn your back and wave? Your silence speaks of a thousand names. Your presence is impactful, but theirs is still blamed. Someone running in the woods will trip and fall over the cavity of a bean that once stood tall. Someone's life will be destroyed as you strip back the walls that barely resemble the home they once knew. Someone will notice their garden is now bare of the beauty that once bloomed. It's okay. What once was must be forgot, for leaves will fall again next autumn, and shoots will spawn in the spring. But shoots can't spawn if the saplings never scattered amongst the ground of their mother. Leaves can't fall if the trunk that holds strong was taken by another. The wind's whistle won't be heard if an army of alarms consumes and smothers. A nation is silenced. Because if a tree falls down in the forest and no one was around to listen, did it really make a sound? Silence speaks a thousand words, but the thunder that rolls in its hollows shudders even louder. The screams of a mother losing her child echoes for an eternity. The sound of death knell echo as a warning from once sturdy infrastructure. The rumble of machinery shatters the glass of what once was. Silence is impactful until it is enforced. Perception is a construct and construction is a cage. Society collapses and a country disassembles again. By Amelia Dunn. Today I'm reading a poem by Anna Akhmatova. 21st, night, Monday. Silhouette of the Capitol in darkness. Some good-for-nothing who knows why made up the tale that love exists on earth. People believe it, maybe from laziness or boredom, and live accordingly. They wait eagerly for meetings, fear parting. And when they sing about love. but the secret reveals itself to some, and on them, silence settles down. I found this out by accident, and now it seems I'm sick all the time. Seek Truth by Maggie Devers. I can see the waning moon from my window and shake off more of what I do not want. For life is not suffering, and we can all taste sweetness. Time now to stop trivializing the fundamental. Seek truth instead. Know yours and hold it safe. It will be all that's left, if the dust ever truly settles. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.